Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Come, you can receive what God's got for you.
Literally, you sit down and say, well, I really don't need nothing. If you don't need nothing, then play with me. I need something. Holy God, amen. I ain't got my name and stuff, but I didn't take the rest of the day. And I won't be able to get my message out there. But I need everything y'all pray for. If you don't need nothing, pray. And say, Lord, help him. Give him whatever he needs. Help him, Lord. You know, I got to say, you know, some people, y'all get some praise, amen. I would ever need nothing, God. I just pray and just say, hallelujah. 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 Amen. Glory to God. Abraham, our father, something to find out years old. They couldn't figure out how to say it on me, just like we do today. We can't figure out how to say it on people. We try to help God. They try to help God. They try to help God. So now, the wise tells the well, then the God brings me to have the handmaid. Amen. But I'm too old. So, Abraham went in and Hagar, he received a man job. But after a while, and time went by, how many know when you try to help God, you're always going to be on the wrong course. You're going to get something that you ain't got no business with. And it won't work because God didn't have a plan in it, and what was God supposed to do to have? So we got to know that you ain't going to be able to go that route right because it ain't going to work for you. So by and by, after a while, this thing went on, and they began to, move in a certain way, praise God, amen. And that was once they went, when they was on the way to the camp, amen, and they began to say, Abraham told Pharaoh, said, now, we're going to the place, we're going to Egypt, and when you get there, I want you to tell them. The God, my sister, because if you tell the king, if you tell him that you my wife, they're going to kill me and take you to the king. So right then, Abraham had to come up with, he came up with a question to stay alive. How did they know, amen, you're going to come up with something. You know your life on the line, you're going to come up with something. They're going to say something that's going to keep you going, or keep you alive. Abraham knew what was going on and what it was going to be like. So, but now he told his wife, they took the wife. And the lie ain't going to be leaving, but they took the wife to the king. And the Bible says that the wife was a beautiful woman. Now, you can imagine, this lady was an old woman, but she was good. Glory to God, amen. If you look at so forth, come into it. The labor that worked with the king, you know the king was going on. But God visited the king one night in a dream. And God told him to die out a dead man with this man's wife. The king was a brother this morning when he told Abraham, why did you tell me what this man you have done? You have a trouble we can call. But now we got to know that God had his hand within the picture right then. But all of the whole thing born out of being, he began to tell God, say, yeah, but, Lord, I didn't have to do it. I didn't mess with it. God said, you didn't mess with it because I didn't let you mess with it. But you know how every time we try to put the best on that side and say, not me. What do you mean? We try to put the best out there and just say we're going to say something that God don't know no better. Amen. But God told him, they say, you did it because I kept you. But God had to tell Abraham, he had to leave his mama and his dad, leave his father. Now, those people with witchcraft mothers, then they were going to voodoo, they were going to everything but God. So God said, now, God, I told you I walked all about. But boy, he just lived and told him, said, now, what I want you to do, I want you to go into a place where I can send you to. It's hard to get somebody to leave home. Yeah, we get up with your finger, well, no, that can't be God. I'm going too good where I am now. Be going to place where you need when you get ready. But see, when you leave home, people be on your own. You got to have your own place where your own kitchen. You got to be able to do your own self thing. You got to think twice about That's why I say young people, why they got it made when they got their mom and dad. Get your head screwed on right and act right. Do what mom and dad to tell you to do so you can stay there as long as you can. As long as you can. And you can still cut the light switch on and the light come on. And you go to sleep where they go to go long as time. You're going to pick up together. Hallelujah. Yeah, man. You don't know nothing about that kid because you all got out there. But when you hit them speak, you fly out there. And you know how you when you get saying, I'm gone. I'm an 18. I'm 19. I'm 20. But once you get out there and find out what it's like, and if you're on your own, you got to take care of yourself, and I'm feeling some rolling in, and they're going to have your name on. They're going to have your mom and dad's name on. They're going to have your name on. So why are you there? Make good of it. Say, Mama, what is it you want me to do? Get your little job and go to work and bring Mama some money home. But yeah, Mama, here, Dad, here's y'all something to help y'all out. I don't want to be happy about it. I don't want to laugh because I'm like, you all that's going to take over everything now. All of a sudden, I'm going to get, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a good reason when you think, but I ask you, have to give a job. You're all in power. Too many times, amen, we are here, amen, and Abraham was on his way, was on his journey, and while he was on the journey, going in, and God began to, the Bible says that he called Abraham. The scripture said he was tempted, he tempted Abraham. But Abraham didn't say it.
Why early in the morning?
We have to do what we're supposed to do with our children. Us, a father, and a mother. We don't think we need to do that, but I'm telling you, the Solomon says foolishness is bound in the child's heart. But the Lord of the wisdom drives foolishness out of their heart. God will deliver the child. Now, if you don't do this, you looking yourself up somebody, you raising up a girl, you raising up somebody that he's gonna have no more to do with you. One thing about kids, they got no nerve to do that. They look at you, you look at them and say, you know what, you keep on doing that, you ain't like you don't want to beat you. They won't do that with you. You look at them, what you looking at? You better turn your head, you know they're gonna get knocked off. I'm not telling you about what I heard.
Look.
Wait a minute now. Because he done seen this before. He done seen it happen before. Now he's going to put up a fight. Now he's got it in his own mind. His dad, I don't even know, but his son is young. You wait up to his dad and tie him up and wait a minute, down. That's 24 months, 10 more days to find out what's going on before you do this. So the good thing I learned, I'm going to be over for me. You're going to kill me going home. But he didn't do that though. The man that asked Abraham, heard this squad, go under control. This is the one you're supposed to have. Thank you. Go under control. Even though the Iron Man said that, you know, the children, they didn't ever do nothing. They did some things, but they only did nothing to do. They only went so far, trust me. They only went so far. And they stopped in their tracks and said, wait a minute, God's going to kill them. They don't know what to wait. Why I'm giving people an offer for some time, people give them for a good time. I'm good at big time, I'm going to get them. It's not the thing that you know a hard but I did it that way because I didn't want to mess down here later on in life today. Because that's what I'm supposed to do. Now the police gonna kick you out, you're gonna beat them with a stick and you might shoot them and kill them. This is gonna have some trouble out of me. They're gonna have to fight me. So now you're an army or both. All of that right there, I got to do what I'm supposed to do, so I don't have that fault. Because you didn't want to be in the hell of the four, because the four, they got guns on top of guns, they got bullets on top of bullets, they got cars on top of cars. So when you run out of here, you got this deal going. Because you never really go in, and if you run, you're going to be out of them, because you can out run the radio. By the radio, where are they going? So you got to do what you need to do for your child, so your child don't have to go through them. And if they're out of the wild, you ain't careful. Tell you when they get old enough, you done what you're supposed to do. I wouldn't have been in the trouble that I'm in now. But you know, I just know I'm going to wear, you know, that's my favorite. But if they come along with this long thing telling you about you can't whoop your child, you ain't got to beat them and cut them all up, knock their head off, you ain't got to cut them, you ain't got to set them on fire. But whoop them enough so they can feel it. That's all you gotta do. Once you just hit on that story, you can feel it, his voice. I talk about knocking them around. I talk about you letting knock them down and knock them out and all that. No, be the child. You the rod. Not when I'm coming along, y'all gotta leave. Because when I'm coming along, I'm gonna get your tears and that old boy there too. And that's the one thing about a boy there too. The limbs on it, you can get a long limb. And that limb, when they hit you, that limb can wrap all the way around. You're going to come all the way back around and spread it like that. Get two of them. Oh, Lord, I'm going to beat me to death. But it took all that to make me who I am today. Glory to God, amen. I didn't get too many women, but I got to go. Amen. Now, they didn't cut that all the way through the eye. That's who was going tall and tall. I would cut that at one tree. I would cut it down. So I'd like to cut it. Glory to God, amen. But them people that pray, man, when she got tired and I got too big, she said, I ain't going to do nothing but my parents and dad if it's your dad in the morning. Now I'm suffering all day long. Now you're going to get off the work about 5:30. But glory to God, amen. But if we get this understand that. It's very important for a father. It's very important for a mother. But you have to fulfill the rule that God has already set before you. For his father, the children, the good father, the father. Everybody could be a dad. But now it takes somebody special to be a father. Your kid doesn't get dad because you can do the thing you got to take. But then when it comes to be a father, that's a long run. Well, now you got to spend time with the children, you got to talk with them, and I believe that's what Abraham did with Isaac. But the Bible says that he was getting to take them to the altar, and when he laid him out, the Bible says that he put the wood in order. You got to keep your house in order. Not everybody running around doing everything they want to do. Now, they're supposed to be like this. But I know we did it one time. I know we used to do it. The way we do it, when young McDonald told me one day, she said, Daddy, she said, you know what? You ain't doing this right. You said, me, you're going to have a talk. I said, all right, then, baby, I said, you're going to have to be my turn. Weeks after weeks, when are we going to have a talk? We're going to have it. I told my wife, I said, when are we going to have a talk? He said, you don't want to talk. Because your opponent is going to say the wrong thing. Which you probably were, but you made the statement. But here, anybody else, we got to keep our house in order. But here it is. That Abraham had an idea that he had not said the Lord. And because Abraham had an idea that he had not said the Lord, and he began to lay Isaac. And the Bible says that he began to lay everything in order. And because order came in, because order was possessed by something down, the Bible says that when Abraham had laid Isaac upon the altar, he began to look around, and a voice came from heaven. Because he was willing to get God in all in all. He didn't have the one son. He's going to build my son. And Isaac is the type of Jesus when God gave his only begotten son. God gave all that he had. That's why I come to you with a word and say, help you get in God. You are all in all. We got too much stuff that we like to just hold on and we say, well, I forgot I did. And for God I got. But I have to do it. Tell you to God, you're all in all. See, sometimes you want to hold on and keep it by our own self. But if you give God all of that, I have it all. Because I come to tell you today, you might as well, because here and there, and if you begin to hold on to it, the Bible says, I know that God before you.
Yeah.
And if you got anything that you can't give God, then you hold it. But I come to tell you today, he is here as Abraham. And see, Abraham kept his hand in the Lord's hand. And we need to keep our hands in the Lord's hand. Well, so now when it's dark, we get to talk to us. We'll begin to be blessed. But we too many times, we're turn up deaf ears. And the Bible says that Abraham began to play his son. He began to draw life with his knife. And the angel of the Lord told Abraham, and if Abraham had not kept it connected with God, he would have lost the ear to hear what the Lord had to say. He would have slayed his son and his name, and a whole lot of other things would have happened. But look at God. He began to call out to Abraham, and Abraham began to say, here I am, and the angel was going to talk to Abraham, and Abraham began to answer the call. He began to tell us that now, obey the voice of God, and have not withheld thy only son, and thou hast given unto the Lord. But I come to tell you today, you got to give what belongs to God, because what you got belongs to him anyway. If I had not been for the Lord, you would have what you got today. But because thou art redeemed, thank God for the goodness, and thank God for the mercy. We don't know how it's going to come, but I heard him say, he said, that now all the nations shall be blessed because thou obeying the voice of God.
Amen.
So I want to tell you today, we are in the blessed plan of God because we're living in a time that everything is yea and amen. The blessing belongs to the children of God. And if you are a child of God, the blessing is yours. All you have to do is have faith in God and believe that form and power. So let's find a Bible says, he that seeks the Lord must believe that he is a reward for those that diligently seek him. So I come to tell you today that God is, he is a provider. And the Bible says that Abraham, he didn't betray his son, but he began to look back and he began to find out and heard from God. You know how it is. Sometimes we will hear some stuff. We don't know what it is. But you need to find out because sometimes that's where your blessing deals. But the Bible says that Abraham, he began to hear God in the bushes, and he began to turn around and look and find a lamb. That was a lamb in the bush. You want to think about God? He said, it might not be right for you. But God always has a lamb in the bush. And the Bible says that Abraham went in fear of his son and began to offer the burnt offering. The lamb of a burnt offering unto God. And God told him to call. That has not become. blessings will come in and overtake me. You are not living at a time. Whatever thing I'm failing, whatever thing I'm on my mind is saying, we are living at a time where we're going over.
If anybody needed to help, the bad one needs to help. But I don't need you.
But we've got to have faith in God and believe that all things are possible. All you gotta do is have faith in Him. You say, "Dear, I don't know my name, just faith." You don't need to hold out faith, but you need to live in faith. So all you gotta do is now you gotta trust God. Well, Father, God, if you're talking about here today, you're not sure I want you to come.
Oh, God, let's not follow that. Oh, God, let's not follow that. Keep on holding me. It's the love. Go up with the Lord. You got to go all the way to 15 to avoid A Street. Do what you got to do.